Okay, today's daf is from the last daf Nun Hey. We are on Nun Dalam Vez, about 5 lines from the bottom. Today's shir, and this week the daf is sponsored by Sherry and Beryl Daskal in memory of David Tzvi ben Dov Mordechai, who happens to be the individual who the entire daf yomi program is named for. The Shama should have an aliyah. We thank the Daskals for their continuous support of the daf. Okay, I'm cold. The Gemara was talking about a case where a goy sold the karka to Yisrael with kesef, with money, right? We're up to Rav Huna, right? Yeah. So the goy sells the karka to a Jew, and now another Jew comes, and didn't actualize the kinyan, because, why do you have that one? Well, why do you have that one?
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So he didn't complete the kinyan, because a guy is only cornered from a guy with a star, and before the star is delivered to the purchaser, another Yisrael comes and is machzik in the karka by digging a little bit. So Shmuel had said that the second guy who comes in and digs, he's cornered because he actually did the chazaka, because the karka left the guy's hand when he received the kesef, but it didn't enter the Jew's hand until he gets the star. So it's in his limbo status, and the limbo status almost like hefker. The second Jew comes in and digs a little bit, he's cornered. So Rav Huna, Zavin Arme Obikachadim. So what's the case? Rav Huna bought karka from a guy. So the same case. He bought the karka from a guy, right? With kesef, and he didn't get 5 lines to the bottom on the dalam base, and he didn't get the star yet. And also Yisrael Achle Rafi Porta. And another Jew comes and he digs a little bit, and therefore he was made a chazaka. So also the Kamei Rav Nachman, they came in front of Rav Nachman, Ukwa Biyade, and he gave the land to the second guy. So Amar Leis, Rav Huna says to Rav Nachman, what are you doing? My daitach. Why are you judging this way? Must be the Amar Shmuel, because you're holding like Shmuel, who says that Nichse Ovi Kochavim, Hare Hekid Midbar, that the Dechasim Lomu Kochavim are like a Midbar, like Hefker, like we said. Once they get the money, they become Hefker. V'chol HaMachzik V'hem Zocha. And whoever's Machzik of them, is Zocha. So you're holding like Shmuel. So he says, okay, be consistent. Hold like the other Shmuel. Leben Limar Ki Idach Shmuel. Why don't you do me? Why don't you judge like the other Kishmuel? When he had a machlokas yesterday between Rav Shmuel, how much you're kone if you make a chazaka? Are you kone that exact spot, or are you kone the entire property? And the Amar Shmuel, Lo kone Ela Makom Makosho Bilvad. You only kone that area that you dug. So fine, you want him to be kone because you hold like Shmuel. But he only can get what he did the chazaka on. So don't give him the whole property. So what are you doing here? So he answers back to him, Amalei, Bahai Ana Kishmatich. Listen, I hold like Shmuel in one case. I don't hold like Shmuel in another case. Bahai Ana Kishmatich, Sirulei, the Amarabuna, Amarab, Kebat Shanichas, Mamakos Echa, Kanakula. In this area, I hold like the other Mandam, Holy Graf, who says if you dig in one area, you're calling the entire. So he says, I guess the point is, it may have been like a machlokas in Kloli Hapsak. You can't shop around for a psak. But that doesn't necessarily mean that you have to hold like one guy, one person, and all the things that you do. Which people always say, that's right, people say, I hold the Arizal, I go to sleep on Rosh Hashanah. So people, like, Raz, you say, oh, if you hold like that Arizal, you have to hold like every Arizal. I don't know. Maybe you hold like one, you hold like the other. If you have something, you can't shop around. But if your minog is one way for one with one person, and I don't understand what...
Yeah. I don't know.
The Kashuk Echemed, Rav Zilberstein, has an interesting question. He has a question of a guy named Reuven. He holds all the time, like for time periods, he holds like the Golanim, right? So whatever, the sun sets earlier than Rabbeinu Tam. But he also wears Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. One day, he didn't have time to wear Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. So now, it's late, so it's already Shkia with the Zman Golanim, but for Rabbeinu Tam, he has a few more minutes. That it's not Shkia, it's still day. Can he put on Rabbeinu Tam tefillin in his Rabbeinu Tam time? Because maybe he holds like Rabbeinu Tam. It's not, he doesn't hold Rabbeinu Tam across the way. He happens to wear Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. Doesn't mean he doesn't. I don't understand how it works. But like you said, with the clawing up sock, I hold like the Kapachayim. You know, what does that mean? I don't know. But here he's saying, yeah, I don't have to hold like Shmuel. I hold like Shmuel in one thing. I don't hold like Shmuel in the other thing. Therefore, you lose out. You're done. So what's the psak? Shalach Rav Huna bar Avin. Rav Huna bar Avin sent from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. Yisrael shalach sadami obi kochavim. A Yisrael that bought a property from the Ovi Kochavim via Kesef, and he didn't get the star yet. Uba Yisrael achre every hechzikba, and another Jew comes and does a Maisa Chazaka on the Karka. Ein motzin osra miyado. We do not remove the property from the second guy. A little different lashon than what Shmuel said, right? What did Shmuel say? Kol machzik behen zochah behen. Here, the lashon, the Rishonim pick up on the change in the lashon, and it's not so definitive. It says, ein motzin osra miyado. V'chein, hayi rav abin, rav ilog, kol rav asin osra miyado. They all pass in this way like Shmuel. But they really pass in like Shmuel. So, the Yadarama says, yeah. The Yadarama says that since it says Rav Huna, Rav Abin, Rav Yael, Kol Rav Asin, they're shoving to write this way, they say that that's the halacha psuka, and we hold like Shmuel. But the Rashba picks up on this lashon. Yeah, had it said, had we really passed like Shmuel, we would have said Zachaba. We would have said Kol Maxiba Zachaba, like Shmuel says. Why is it changing the lashon to Ein Motzi Nasa Miyado? So he says really because we have a suffix. We don't know whether that's a did or not, so we didn't suffix, you leave it in the hands of the muksak. You know, you do kol dam l'gvar, whatever it is. It's just ein motzi nasa. The basin doesn't have the power to remove it. Ein motzi nasa miyado. About the Ritva. They bring down the shita. Sorry, bring down the shita of Haigor, the sefer Mekachol Memkar, who said that when the second guy takes it, he has to pay. The respondent brought the shita down also. He has to pay back the first guy. Maybe you can say that Rav Huna is coming to say it to tell us that it's ein motzi to give us this din. It's ein motzi nasa miyado, but he has to pay for the for the property. Okay. Now the Gemara brings a bunch of dina that Shmuel says within the din of dina l'machusa dina. I don't know, we discussed the svar for dina l'machusa dina yesterday. I don't remember. No, so it's a machlokus. I remember there was a Ran who says machlokus dina machus dina depends upon whether or not the king has the power to evict you from the land. So therefore, according to the Ran, it may only apply to a melech of a goy, but in Eretz Yisrael they don't have the power to kick you out because the land belongs to everybody. So that leads to other potential issues. But most Rishonim they hold like the Rashbam. The Rashbam here on Nedalim Beis says by in dina machus dina, where does he say it? It's like towards like 2/3 of the way down in the middle size lines on Nidalei Amud Beis, he says Kol Misim Varnoniosu Minhagos Shal Mishpatei Malachim, all the taxes that are typical of the kingdom Sheragilim Lamhanig B'Machusam Dinamhu, right? It's typical, it's not off the wall things. It's like taxes, and it seems to be that it's taxes. Ravaja says that it doesn't apply to interpersonal things; it applies just to maybe communal things. He says, you don't want to live in Hefker, right? So it's like a social contract. Maybe it's a Chavzian, I don't know. You have a social contract. Everyone will live together to in a proper way. So everyone accepts upon them the chukim. Therefore, everyone's living in this area. You want to live in a orderly fashion. You accept these, because if you don't have the dina l'chusdina, you're not going to pay taxes dina l'chusdina, because we're all shutfim. We have to pay for police officers, we have to pay for the fire department. Well, you don't pay fire department. We have to pay for water and for everything that it only applies if everyone agrees to. And you don't want to live in Hefker, so you have to pay your taxes. Rosh Hashanah says that you have to pay taxes if you don't. Besides the fact that it's gezel, because he says not only is it gezel from the government. He says, so even if you hold that gezel akos mutter, which it's not, but if he's a gezel from your neighbor who's a Jew, because now he's going to lose out on the things that are given to provide to him by the government. Because if you don't pay your share, then who's going to foot the bill? So he says it's gezel. He's very, he also doesn't let you drive over the speed limit, but he's very, very machbir on that. And on the machbir, I think it's not lucky to pay taxes, period. Okay, taxes included. So Amar Rabba says, "Hani tlas mile ishtai li ukba bar nechemi reish kalusa." These three things, ukba bar nechemi, the reish kalusa told me mishmei de Shmuel. Number one, what we said before was dina de malchusa dina. Again, the Ramban points out it's dina de malchusa dina, not dina de malka dina. Meaning, it has to be something that's shove across the board. It can't be a sort of a rule that only applies to a certain group because the king, on a whim, decided that this group's going to pay $1,000 extra in taxes. It's not dina de malka, it's dina de malchusa. To be something that's applied across the board. That's number one. Dina machus adina. Number two, and a lot of shatim in this number two. Varisusa de parsoi ad arba'in shen. The aris in Persia, 40 years. So the Ritva says that pashup shat is that if you become an Aris on a piece of land in Persia, you have the right to sharecrop that land for 40 years. That's simple pshat. Others say, Rashbam brings a few pshatim, others say that it has to do with chazaka. We said before that there's no chazaka for a goy, right? A guy doesn't have a chazaka. Therefore, if a guy sat on there for 3 years, and then you buy it from the guy, and then a Jew comes and says, "I know that's mine," there's no chazaka for the 3 years of the guy, unless he has, he has the shtar. But he's saying here, maybe in Persia, if you have an edus that the guy was there for 40 years, that would constitute a chazaka, and therefore you would be able to, to keep the land. The other one says that maybe, another says that, putting it back to Dina Machuzdino, we say that chazaka, adverse possession, applies after 3 years. In Persia, it only applies after 40 years, which I think in America it's 10 years. That's the common law is 10 years, I think, in America. You're right. New York is 10 years. Okay. All right. Now that he's here, we can turn on the heat. All right. Bahani Zahure. Next case. Third case. Zahuri. Who are the Zahuri? The Rashbam says the Zahuri are the wealthy people. Basically, what goes on here, I'll read. Bahani Zahuri, the Zavin Ara Latasca, Zivinhu Zvini. What happens is there are two types of taxes that were imposed. Number one, there's a real estate tax. That's a taska. And the second type of tax is a karga, which is a head tax. So the real estate tax, if you don't pay the real estate tax, there's a lien on your property. You have it now also. There's a lien on your property. The government can impose a lien on your property. And the government says whoever pays the real estate tax, they own the property. You have that now also. You have these sales. Well, they don't even sell the property. They sell the lien. But you have, so they had these wealthy guys, the Zihure, they were very careful with their money, so they were wealthy. And what would they do? They would buy these karkos. They would go around, and they would find which property has an outstanding balance on the real estate tax. They would pay the real estate tax, and therefore the property would now become theirs. So that's Zvini Zvini. That's a real purchase. And Rashbam says, meaning that if I'm the owner, and there's a real estate tax on my property, I don't pay. Marcel comes, and he pays the real estate tax. He's the owner of the property. 2 days later, I get money, and now I want to pay back and get my land back. There's no obligation to do it. It was a real purchase. The property belongs to him. He doesn't have to give it back to me now. If he wants to, he can. He doesn't have to. But hani mi l'taska. This only applies to the real estate tax. About l'charga, but for the head tax, everyone has to pay a head tax. So what happens if they don't pay a head tax? The government comes down and grabs my land. But if someone pays the head tax for me, lo, that's not a kinyan. Why? What's the difference between the real estate tax and the head tax? My taima, because karga, a karka the gabri manach. Karga, the head tax, is only on the individual. What does that mean? Look at the Rashbam. A kafka the gabri manach. O yit pesu, ad shi teme elab, o yibrach mani ir. Meaning, either you grab the guy, or the guy runs away. It doesn't make a full lien on the property. The lien, what it is, it's the lien on the person. So you didn't pay the head tax. The government comes and grabs your property. They didn't grab your property, and now that the property is there, what they're doing is that they're holding it until you pay the tax. Then it goes back to you. The lien is only on the individual. You have to pay it. Well, then he has to pay the head tax. He wouldn't have to pay. He wouldn't have to. Then they'll beat you up until you pay it, I guess. But well, this is a call. I don't know about that. If he doesn't have property, then he obviously doesn't pay the property tax. But that's the whole point. The head tax is even if there is no property. So it's not connected to the property. It's connected to the individual. So therefore, if Marcel comes and pays my head tax, so thank you very much, he can't collect the property because the property isn't meshubad to the head tax. That's what they said in the name of Shmuel. However, Rav Huna Breda Yoshua Amar, Rav Huna argues, but Amma, and he says, Afilu sha'arei dechada mishtabi l'karga. Even the barley that's in his jug is meshubad to the government to pay that head tax. That's meshubad to the tax, and the king can take that if you don't pay it. And kol shekein dekarka is meshubad, and therefore if Marcel comes and pays my head tax, right, then the property is his. So, if that's the case, and now the Gemara goes on, so the Gemara says, okay, if all the property, according to Rav Huna, if all my property is meshubah to the government because of the tax, so therefore I don't really own any of the property. Basically, everything's meshubah. It's ra'oi to come to me if I pay the tax. In essence, there's a lien on the government. So he says, therefore, you've gotten rid of the entire concept of Hilchos Bechorah. Why? Because the Bechor takes Pishnayim. But the chor only takes a double portion on what you own, not on what on muchzak, not on ro'oi. So here we're saying everything is ro'oi, because if I don't pay the taxes, it doesn't belong to me. So he says, Amar Ravashi, Amar Rehuna Bar Nasan, Kashi Bar Meimer, In Kain, Bitalta Yerushas Beno Bechor, Dehabele Roi. Because everything becomes a Roi, because the Halamin, I guess, is that Kol's Man, right, that they're Meshubud to the government, it's as if the government collects them, and the government will release it upon your payment of the taxes. So you have the right to get these property, but not that you own it right now. And Eid HaBechor Notel Roi Kiva Muxak. And the Bechor only gets Pishnayim on a Muxak, not on what's Roi. Meaning if there's a loan outstanding, I'm supposed to get paid back, I don't think the Bechor gets Pishnayim in that, because that's Roi. That's not Muxak. Let's look at the Rashbam says, Rashbam Imkain, he explains it. Rashbam says that Imkain, that Filub Shari Dekad, the Meshtabi, the Karka, even if the barley is Meshubah to the tax, Hechi is kaima kosov. This says b'chol sheyimatz lo. Hareba osa hamalchus b'talta yerushas b'no b'chor. The chol mamon ha'av, all the money of the father im meis, if he dies below para dying karka, and he hasn't paid the tax yet. The shana zo habele mamonu roi. The ein muksak b'klal ki imamelach. Because the king is grabbing onto it. The shibud amelach adim mishar shibud gavoy tami. It's a very strong shibud. Havamin is as if it's gavoy. So therefore, how do you have the din? So Rashbam says, okay, what's the big deal? So in this place, you don't have a concept of Bechor. Why is that a problem? That's the Gemara's an answer. So the Gemara's an answer, wait, so because of the cases where you paid. What's the problem? So we'll get to it. I think I have an answer. What's the Havmina? What's the problem? So Tosfos points out, wait a second. We had the same problem by a Ksuba. Right? Tosfos says, Dibishlamam, we call Adam Yeshua He says, well, what about by Ksuba? All my property is Meshuba to my wife in the Ksuba. Should I die? So why does it go to the Bechor? Get Pishnayim. So he says it's different because it's not a real Shiva. Rashbam alluded to that also. He said that the Shiva of the Melech is much stronger. He says there because you have to go through a whole process to get it. And he says also maybe the din is that the din of the Ksuba, the other Rishonim say is that it passes right away to my Yarshim, and now they have an obligation to pay back the wife. So it's not like it's Muksuk, it's not Roy. Okay. So the Gemara says, wait a second, you're asking this question only if you hold like Rav Huna, who says that the Kadas Mishnabi Lakarga is for the Karga. Forget that. Amrle Ihachi Afil Taskanami. You should ask the same question by the real estate tax. Right? What's the problem with the real estate tax law? So the same thing. Maybe you'll say that I have real estate. My land is meshuba to the melech. Kozman, I didn't pay it. It's meshuba to the melech. It's not muksak. It's roy. Why is the bechor take pishnayim in my karka, even by the taska? So he says, elamais lemeimar. What do you have to say? The yod taska lemeis must be that you paid them this year. You already when before you died, you paid the taxes. So hachanami the yod karka lemeis. You paid the taxes, and that's it. So what's the habimir? What's the machlokas? Halamina maskana. So I thought maybe, I don't know, I'm just trying to think out loud. Maybe it's how you view the concept of the taxes. Is it a lifelong, you view it on a lifelong thing that you're constantly owing the taxes? You have a lifetime obligation to pay taxes. It just happens to be it's broken up every single year. So therefore there's a shibud, a lifetime shibud, that's halamina, there's a lifetime shibud on these taxes. It's never muksak, it's always roi. Or do you say no? Like we have here, taxes are every year you pay taxes. So if I pay taxes now, there's no shibud for the rest of the year. Yes, I would say better. No, if you're a Democrat, you have a lifetime duty to take the money from me and give it to somebody else. It's not taxes. I have no problem paying taxes. It's other things I have problems with. Okay, fine. And now I'll get off my soapbox and continue learning Gemara. So now the question is, who's the halacha like? So, right? So, Amar Rav Ashi, Amar Lihuna Bar Nasan. Gershbaum's not here. He would like this Gemara. Magmar makes fun of the lawyers here. Amar Rav Ashi, Amar Lihuna Bar Nasan. She iltinu l'safrei de rabbi. Asked the sofrim, or, you know, those who write the contracts, who write the lawyers. I asked them what the din is. Amar Li, and they said, Hilchasa Karapuna Bereda Rav Yeshua. They said the halacha is a Karapuna Bereda Rav Yeshua, meaning that even the head tax, there's a shibud even for the head tax, and if someone goes in and pays my head tax, he gets the karka, right? Velohi, and it's not the case. Aye, so why they say that that's the din? Hatsam la'ukmei milsad hu da'amar. Because either they wanted more business, or because they wanted to make sure that the stars that they had really written were valid. What happened, I guess? The guy paid the tax, and they wrote a star that now this land belongs to the Marcel who paid the tax. And the lawyers don't want to look foolish by saying, "Oh, it was a valid sale. Why'd you write the star?" They got paid $400 an hour to write the contract. They want to keep it. If it turns out that the sale's invalid, why should he pay the fee? So that's the only reason was to protect their own interests. The Rashbam also says maybe what it is that they wanted to make business. If a lot of people, I guess, couldn't pay the head tax, they can make business now by writing these staros of the people who come in to pay for other people. So the halacha is, like Gemara says, halacha lemaisa, like we said originally, like Shmuel, that it's a good sale only if you pay the real estate tax. But if you pay the head tax, that doesn't constitute a sale, and therefore I would get the property back, but the property never really transfers over because it's a karka de gavra manach, that the shiva is on the gavra, not on the karka. Okay. Next, Amar Rav Ashi. Pardachta Messiah Masa. Right? If you have a guy who doesn't work, doesn't learn, he's an ishbatel. He does nothing. We have a few of those people. I'm back in the soapbox. You have a few of those people in this country, right? Pardachta, someone who doesn't do anything. He's neither. He's nothing. He does nothing. He sits on his stoop. He does nothing. Right? So Messiah Masa, he still has to help pay the tax. The government must have established a tax, a blanket tax on everybody, and everyone had to pay their portion. So they covered for him, because otherwise the government's going to be really upset at this town. They covered for him. He still has to somehow figure out a way to pay them back. But hani mili da'atz lite masa, aval in an diske siyata d'shmahi. All this only applies if the rest of the town paid on his behalf, meaning the government said everyone has to pay, and they paid on his behalf. But in this key, but if the people, I'm just going to explain the way he says here, if the people who came to collect the taxes saw this guy's ishbatel, and they said, you know what, you just don't pay. Everyone's going to, this is the amount, you don't pay, you're nothing, you have nothing, you're not going to pay, then siyata d'shmaihi. Then it was just, he just had siyata d'shmaihi that the government didn't want to take from him. So everyone has to still cover for him, but he doesn't have to pay it back. So Chashut Echemen brings down a similar case over here. Guy's kids get married, his son or his son-in-law, and he promises to support them. He's going to support them for a year or two, or a lifetime, for learning or not learning, or for whatever reason they're being supported. Do you have to pay their taxes as well? I don't know what they're getting taxes on if they don't, if they're not earning any income. Whatever, he gave them some property, and also they're earning some income as well. So if you promise to support them, do you have to pay their taxes as well? He says, yeah. He says, you do. You have to pay the taxes as well. He says, especially, he seems a little misupa, but he says, if I promise to pay for their apartment, to pay for their house, and there's real estate taxes on that, because there's no different than that than paying the utility bills. It's a payment that goes along with the house. So the income tax is misupa, whether or not you have to pay. I don't know what income tax. What?
There's no income.
Well, maybe they have something else. Maybe the wife has, she owns property somewhere, and she gets a, there's a trust somewhere, and she gets a K-1 every year, and she has to pay. I don't know. Does he have to pay those taxes as well? Interesting question. Chashuk Echemen, I think, is Rav Zilberstein, who's probably Yosef's son-in-law, but he's something to do with Rav Chaim Kanievsky. It's not related to Chaim, but so he quotes a lot from Rav Chaim Kanievsky and Rav Yosef, but it's Rav Zilberstein. Yitzhak Zilberstein. Yes. Okay, before Nun Gimel, we had brought down the din of Rav Asi regarding two fields, right? You had two fields of a ger, and there was like a path between them. There was a border between them, and we said there, if you did a chazak in one field, it didn't apply. It didn't, and you had kavanah to buy the other field. You didn't work. You only koneh that field that you did the chazak on, and you weren't koneh the other field. Okay. So now the Gemara is going to bring another din of Rav Asi, similar in this instance. I'm Rav Asi. I'm Rav Yochanan. Rav says the name Rav Yochanan. Meitzar, this little path. The chatzav is a special type of grass that was used to make the borders in Eretz Yisrael, because this type of grass, its roots went straight down, never went to the side. So it was used as the border. It was never yonate from anywhere else. It went straight down. The chatzav. So he says, a meitzar v'chatzav, mapsikin bin nixei hager, like we said, it's mapsik bin nixei hager, therefore it's a separation. You can't, if you do a chazak in one side, it doesn't apply to the other side. Abalein in peya utuma lo. But it's not mapsik l'gabe peya and tuma, meaning, it's for peya, you have to take the, leave with the corners of the field. We don't view this as two fields. You don't have to leave with the corners in the larger area. You don't have to, it's not eight corners, it's four corners. It's one big field. And also inyan tuma, meaning, we'll get to that also, but gabe tuma, we view it as one big field. Make a difference when you walked into it, is it a suffix when you walked into it, whether or not you have the suffix in that big field or a small field. Gemara, we'll get to that in a minute. So that's what Rav Yochanan says. Rav Asi says, name of Yochanan. Ki asa Ravin, when Ravin came to the Babel, Amar, he says, Rav Yochanan says, afilu lepeyotuma. It's a hefsek even for peyotuma. You have to give a hefsek as to what would be the chilek between Nixei Ager and peyotuma. But we'll just, off time, we'll have to look into that. Okay, so the Gemara asks, peyamai, what's the din by telling me, what's the din? The Rav tells me that it's a separation even for peyah. So what does that mean? Peyamahi, what's the din? The Tnan. We have a Mishnah. Mishnah is in Peya, based Mishnah Aleph. The Elu Mafsika in the Peya. These items separate a field for Peya. And they separate a field. You therefore have two separate fields, and you have to take Peya from, you have to leave, not take Peya, to leave over Peya in the separate field. So what's a Hefsek? Number one is a Nachal. What's a Nachal? Two things. Nachal can either be like a little stream or a brook, or Nachal is like rocky terrain, like the Nachal Eson by the Egel Arufa. Right? So you have the Nachal in between, that separates. The hashlulis, and also like a little pool of water that gather rainwater, so like a reservoir in between. That is mafsik. Mederach harabim, mederach hayochid, and a place where the rabbim walk, and a place where the yochid walks. Usvil harabim, usvil hayochid, and a small place where the rabbim walk, a small place where the yochid walks. All the Rishonim ask, what is the mission in both cases? If usvil hayochid separates, and obviously a small, obviously a rabbim one. So Tosos talks about that. And also, b'shvil harabim, b'shvil hayachid, kavua, b'im yosachal, b'im yosachashamim. This shvil has to be kavua. Both there has to be a winter and a summer road. It's not just a road used for one season. So that separates. So the same thing over here. The question we have over here is whether or not this that Rav Asi and Rabin are cholik in the das of Rav Yochanan, whether or not the meitzar or the chatzav can be added to this list to be mafsik for peya. Right? Just like they're mafsik for the chazak of Nixei Ger. So Rav Asi says in Rav Yochanan that they're not mafsik. They're only mafsik when it comes to for the chazak by a ger. But in this case, they're not mafsik, and therefore you only have to take one, you don't have to leave over peya for the entire larger area. Whereby, however, second day, which was, Rabin says that they're mafsik for peya and tuma, and therefore you add these to the list in the Mishnah, and they separate, and therefore you leave over peya from each separate field. That's the inyan. That's l'gabe peya. Okay. Now Gemara asks tuma mahi. How does it work when it comes to tuma? Ditnan. We have a Mishnah. There's a Mishnah in Taharos, Parak Vav Mishnah Hey. Hanichlas levika. Someone, I'm going to read this based on a lot of ways of interpreting. We'll try to read this the way the Rishpam learns it. Hanichnas lebika. Okay, so somebody walks into a bika. Bika is a place where there are a lot of fields. B'yamos hakeshamim, during the rainy season. During yamos hakeshamim, the Rishpam points out, during yamos hakeshamim, is that Rishpam? Well, the idea is that during yamos hakeshamim, the fields are considered a reshus hayachid. Again, the halacha is by safek tumah. Safek tuma versus Arabim, we say is tahor. Safek tuma versus Ayachid, we say is tameh. Learned out from Sota. So in these, you have a lot of fields now, but it's in the rainy season. So we view these as reshus Ayachid. So if it's reshus Ayachid, keep in mind that the regular din is safek tuma reshus Ayachid is tameh.
It's only the reshus Ayachid during the rainy season.
Yeah, because no one walks in there, because they're
what field?
It's a field to grow things.
Yeah,
because no one's going to. If you trample on my field when I'm planting on it, I'm going to kick you off.
Right, as opposed to the
summer season when it's used for tiulim. Right. So a niklas lebika b'yamos hakeshamim. Right. Bituma, and we know that in the bika somewhere there is a grave. There's some tumah over there. the tumah besada plonis. In one of the fields in the zbikah, there is tumah. The Omar, and a guy says, halakti lemokum alaz. I walked into the zbikah, which is viewed now as a shusha yachid. I walk into the zbikah. The eni yodeya im nechnasi l'oso mokum. I don't know whether I passed over the place where the tumah was. Im lav, or I didn't. Rabbi Eliezer mitaher. Rabbi Eliezer says he's still tahor. And chachamim mitamim. And the chachamim are saying, no, you're tamim. So what's the story? So wasn't this a suffix tumah b'rishus hayachid? So what's the din? Why does Rabbi Eliezer say his din? Shahai Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Rabbi Eliezer said over there, suffix via tahor, suffix maga tumah. The whole concept of suffix tumah b'rishus hayachid is tameh, is only to suffix is whether or not you touched it. You definitely were there. Did you touch it or not? Suffix. Here there's a suffix as to whether or not you actually went into the place. So it's according to the Rashbam, what we have here is we have a svek sveka. Suffix number one is whether or not you actually entered the place that was tameh, and suffix number two is even if you were there, maybe you didn't touch it. So therefore he says, suffix bia tahor. But suffix maga, tumah, but suffix, just the suffix of maga, that is tameh. But the chachamim, according to Rashbam, the chachamim say that it doesn't matter, that, is that the Rashbam? I may be mixing up two. Let's look at the Rashbam. Safek bia tahor heichad masafkele inichnas osa sada. Right. So he says the svek sveka, but the Chacham is saying that even by svek sveka in Rosh Hashanah Yachid, you're still tamei. We still hold a lot of lundus in Taurus over here. The long tosos, not long tosos. Yeah, this long tosos. Rabbi Lezer brings down three shitos, two other shitos, shitos Rashi, shitos Rabbeinu Tam. We just have time to do shitos Rashbam. The Machlokes is whether or not in svek sveka versus a yachid is tamei or not. So how does this work into our whole thing? So Rabbi Eliezer and the machlokas we just had, whether or not there's a meitzar, that meitzar applies to tumah, how do you apply it here? So it was a machlokas, the machlokas applies only to the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer, right? According to Rabbi Eliezer, do we say that meitzar is a separation? If that meitzar is a separation, then what happens? You have more than one field. You have more than one field, so it's a suffix. There's the double suffix. Suffix, you went into the field. Suffix, you went over the tummy. But if you say that the meitzar is a separation, and you know what field you went into, that first suffix falls away. I definitely went into the field. It's only a suffix as to whether or not I stepped over the tumah. That suffix tumah versus a yachid, and that would be tummy. I think that's how it says. Right, because then it only becomes a suffix maga as opposed to a suffix via. Okay, good? Rafa, good?
Yeah.
Okay. So now the Gemara is going to bring as well that Rava is cholik on Rav Yochanan as to whether or not a meitzar or the schatziv would constitute a hefsek le'inyan Shabbos. Right? Le'inyan Shabbos, I guess you can say it for Erevin purposes, for Rishus purposes. Okay? So the Gemara makes a diuk. Ravin said in the name of Rav Yochanan, he said, quote, afilu lepei of a tumah. So the Gemara says that mashma, that the meitzar is a hefsek for nisei ager, for peya, for tumah, aval Shabbos, lo. But to be a hefsek for rishios, for hilchos Shabbos, we say, no, it's not a hefsek. But Rava says, amar afilu inyan Shabbos, even l'inyan Shabbos. How is that going to work? It makes a difference whether or not this is a hefsek, whether or not this is considered one rishios or another rishios. D'tanya, we have a brisa in Masech Shabbos, not pay. Okay, somebody forgot that today was Shabbos. Or forgot that there was usher to carry on Shabbos. Right? Hotzi chatzi grogras. Now chatzi shir comes up here. The rabbi's Shabbos Shuvah Drasha. Hotzi chatzi grogras. The halacha is that you can't, the shir for hotzah is a full grogras. That you carried a grogras amount from Rishus to another Rishus. So this guy forgot that it was Shabbos and he took chatzi grogras from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim. Right, hotzi chatzi grogras was arriving. Veinicha, and he puts it down there. So he did the whole act just on the chatzi shir. V'chazar, and then he took it from the rishus harabim. V'chazar v'hotzi chatzi grogras acheres behelam echad. And in the same helam, the same forgetfulness that it was that this is Shabbos, he goes back and takes another chatzi grogras and he puts it down in another rishus harabim. So mitzdarif now, right? So behelam echad. So then he's chayav. So he's chayav to chayav. He's chayav to be chatzis. So he did a full malacha b'shogeg on Shabbos. He has to bring a korban chatzis. You can mitzdarif the two grogras. It was one helam. That so he's chayav. But b'shnei helamos, if he did the first half and it's an oyvei, it's Shabbos. Then the next day at 4:00 in the afternoon, he forgets again that it's Shabbos and he does another Chatzi Groger, so they're not mitzarif to each other. Bishnei Alamos, he's Pater. He's Pater, not that he didn't do Chatzi Mashir, he's Pater, he doesn't have to bring a carbon, because he didn't do the full Malacha. Rav Yossi Omer, Rav Yossi says, Behelem Echad, if it's done by one Helem, one forgetfulness, Birishus Achas, and he took the two halves to one Rishus Harabim, then he's Chayav, then you're Chayav. But B'shtei Rishuyos, even if it's Behelem Echad, but he took one Grogeres, he brought to one Rishus Harabim, and another Chati Grogeres to another Rishus Harabim, then he's Pater. Because, just like he's Machalik B'nyadiyos, he's Machalik B'rishuyos. So how does this apply to the Machlokas? So Rabin and Rabba had a Machlokas, whether a Meitzar or a Chatziv is Masik for Rishus, for Rabbi Yossi, to make two Rishuyos. Let's say I have this field, and there's the Meitzar in the beginning. So Rabbi Yossi says it's one Helem, and I have to put it into one Rishus. So I put one on one side of the Meitzar, and one on the other side of the Meitzar. Is that considered putting it into one Rishus to be Chayiv, a Korban Chatzis on Shabbos? According to one man number, the Meitzar separates evenly in Shabbos, and therefore put on the right side and the left side, it was two Rishuyos, there's no Chayiv Chatzis. Others say no, the other man number says that the Meitzar is a separation for Nifsei Ager, separation for Tumah, separation for Peah. It's not separating for Shabbos. It's one big field. If you put the Chatzi Grogeres at 1 o'clock and the Chatzi Grogeres at 5 o'clock in that big field, you chayev, even according to Rabbi Elazar, because it is considered one field, and you chayev the Korban Chatzis. Let's just finish up a little bit. The Gemara now just brings three Shitas Amorayim as to what's considered a Hefsik to separate a Rishus Harabim into two separate Rishuyos, right, according to Rabbi Yossi. And the third Shita is going to be Shitas Rabba, who's our Shita here, who says that the Meitzar and the Chatzir is Mafsik. But Amar Rabba, and Rabba says that Rabbi Yossi is, what Rabbi Yossi patters, if you take two halves into two Rishuyos, that's Kishayesh Chiyav Chatzis Beneim. That's only if Aval Carmelis Lo. That's only if this in between these two Rishus Harabim there's a Chiyav Chatzis. What's a Chiyav Chatzis? The Chiyav Chatzis only applies. You go from Rishus Harabim to Rishus HaYachid or vice versa. So it has to be separated by a Chiyav Chatzis. It has to be separated by a Rishus HaYachid. That's the separation. But a Carmelis which is only Usher, a place to carry, which is only Usher to Rabbanon, that's not considered a separation. Abaye Amar, Abaye says, Afilu Carmelis. Even a Carmelis is considered enough of a separation to make it two separate fields. Aval Pisla Lo. But a piece of a tree or some sort of stand that's standing 10 tefachim high, it's not its own rishus, it's not dollar by dollar, but it's something separate, a piece of a tree or a twig or a log that separates. That's not considered a separation. Rava Amar Rava, so he said the Meitzar and the Chatzav. Rava Amar Afilu Pisla, even a Pisla is a machalik between the rishios because it's no different than a Meitzar and a Chatzav, and since it's a machalik between the rishios, that will get rid of the Chiyav Chatzis, according to Rabbi Elazar, because he says you're putting it down into two separate Rishuyos. Okay, Mars doesn't say that as the Rav L'Tameh, but we'll do that tomorrow. Have a good day.